Shalom Aleichem, Mishneh Yomi is holding at the very last Mishnah of Sukkah. That's chapter 5, Mishnah Ches, Mishnah number 8. We're finishing Bezrat Hashem Sukkah today, Mazal Tov, and beginning Beitza. So we've been on the subject of the Mishmarot, the shifts of Kohanim, the groups of Kohanim that served. They took rotations of 1 week at a time in the Beit HaMikdash, the temple. And on Yom Tov, Kohanim from every shift could come and take part, as we described yesterday, how they would split up the Yom Tov Karbanot, while the shift that was supposed to be on duty that week would take the regular Karbanot, the Nedarim and Nedavot, and the daily offerings that were not Yom Tov related. Then we talked about dividing up the Lechem Apanim, the showbread that was placed on the Shulchan for a week at a time in the temple. And yesterday, Mishnah Zion concluded that when Shabbat is right before or after Yom Tov, then the Lechem Apanim, which was given out on Shabbat, would be divided equally for whichever Kohanim showed up. Now, Mishnah Ched is a variation here. Haliot Yom Echad Lahafsik Bentayim. What if there's one day off in between Shabbat and Yom Tov? For instance, Yom Tov ended on a Thursday, or it was beginning on a Monday. So what happens on a practical level is some Kohanim live a bit far away. So if Yom Tov just ended Thursday and they're staying there Thursday night to clean up from Yantav and the Karbanot, the Evarim, whatever, then they're not going to have time to get home Friday. So they're going to stay over in the Beis HaMikdash Shabbos also. And the same thing if Yom Tov is beginning on a Monday, then they have Sunday as a travel day and that's it. So some of them are going to arrive on Friday already to make sure they're going to get there on time. So in these cases, we have extra Kohanim there on Shabbat already, even though Shabbat is not Yom Tov. So when that happens, Mishmar Shizmanu Kavua, the shift who's on the schedule, who's on the roster right now, Hayanotil Eser Cholot, they would take 10 out of the 12 Lechem Apanim breads, Hamit Okiv Notil Shtayim, and those who are staying later or coming earlier for the distance, they will split up two breads. Vishar Yemot Hashana, on a regular day, a regular Shabbos, Hanichnas Notil Sheish, Vayotze Notil Sheish. On a regular day, when it's not Yontav related, you have two Mishmarot. You have one that's finishing up that Shabbat. Actually, the Mishmar that was there the previous week, they do the morning offerings on that Shabbat, and then you have the fresh one coming in, so there's overlap, and they would do the afternoon offerings. So the one that's coming in would take 6, and the one that's leaving would take 6. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Anichnas Notel Sheva, the one that's just coming in and just starting, would take 7. A Yotze, the one who's leaving that day, Notel Chamesh, they would take 5. And he explains, it's nice when you're starting off to have like a bonus. Sometimes there's a sign-up bonus or, you know, a sign-on bonus, something like this, helps to motivate them. So he says in the Gemara, it's really the schar for closing the doors that day that the previous shift had opened. It comes out between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi, they do get the same amount of, Rabbi Yehuda, sorry, they do get the same amount of bread overall. Hanichnas Chokin Letzafa, and that coming in divides in the north, Hayotzim Bedarim. The shift that's leaving, they divide their bread in the south. Bilga Leilam Cholkit Haleket Bedarim. The shift of Bilga, the Bilga family rotation, would always be in the south, even if they are the one coming in. Tabatal Kivua, and their ring was closed up or locked down. Now, this could refer to the ring for Shechita that they use. They put the animal under a ring to hold it steady during Shechita, or the one for Havshata, for skinning the animal. The Cholona Stuma, and their cubby was closed up. This was a cubby that the family shift would keep their knives and utensils. They had to use somebody else's cubby or locker because they didn't have their own. Now, the Gemara explains, this was a knas, this was a penalty, because there was a girl, a Miriam, from the family of Bilga and Nebuch, when the Greeks were taking over and influencing Eretz Yisrael. She went over to the Greeks, married a Greek officer, and then when the Greeks entered the temple and defiled the temple, she went and she kicked, she hit her shoe on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara says, she said, you wolf, you're just devouring the money of the Jews and you're not helping them when they need you. And it's an amazing statement. She had profound disrespects in public for the Mizbeach, and she had very hard feelings about the Mizbeach not helping the Jews in their misfortune, even though she had become a Greek herself. And the Gemara explains, why do we fine the whole family? The whole family had these detriments. It's because children learn from their parents. So it was likely in her father's house or her uncle's house, this family of Bilga, someone had been speaking negatively about how you know, the Jews are giving all this donations to the Mizbeach, and it's not really helping. There must have been something, Nebuch, that was said negatively in private, that then later in public she acted like this. So Mazal Tov for finishing Sukkah. Let's go on to Beitzah. Now, Beitzah means egg. It's sometimes called Beya, which is Aramaic for egg. It's sometimes called Masechet Yom Tov, because there's a lot of the rules of the holidays. Let's jump right in. Beitzah Shenolda B'Yom Tov, an egg that was laid on a Yom Tov. Now, we're talking about a Yom Tov that's right after a Shabbat, so it's a Sunday. So this is apropos of what we covered yesterday and the day before, just yesterday, really, when Yom Tov and Shabbat were together in the Beit HaMikdash, how they would divide the bread. So Beit Shammai Omri, what do you do with the egg? Te'achel. Mazel Tov, eat your egg. Beit Hillel Omrim lo te'achel. Beit Hillel says you can't eat the egg. And the Gemara explains, Beit Hillel says if the egg was laid today, it was really done yesterday on Shabbat. It had a Gemar Melacha, it had a Hachana, a preparation on Shabbat. And Beit Hillel learns a pasuk in Shmot, V'haya b'yom ha-shishi ve'echinu. It is on the sixth day, on the Friday, which is a weekday, that's when they prepare for Shabbat. And Shabbat also, and Yom Tov. So Beit Hillel learns out, there's a deraita, a biblical requirement to prepare your Yom Tov food, Erev Yom Tov, but you can't prepare food on Shabbat. Now we understand, the egg was prepared in the chicken, but huadin, it's the same reasoning applies. And it seems like Beit Hillel would expand this even when the Yom Tov we're dealing with is not a Sunday, not right after Shabbat. But we make a gezerah because people aren't always so careful. So they might come to eat an egg which was prepared on Shabbat, that was laid on Yom Tov. So this is an instance where Beit Shammai is more lenient than Beit Hillel. So the Mishnah cites another. Beit Shammai Omrim, Beit Shammai says, Seor, our famous sourdough from Pesachim, from our Pesach days, Bekazayit. That is forbidden to own a kezayit, an olives volume of seor. V'chametz b'kodevet, and chametz is a dates volume, which is slightly larger. Beit Hillel Omrim, and Beit Shammai learns out because there's two different psukim, one about seor and one about chametz. So since there's two different psukim, it's probably different amounts. Beit Hillel Omrim zeh v'zeh b'kezayit. Beit Hillel says we learn the prohibition for both of them from eating. And eating is always, usually, unless it says otherwise, a kezayit, an olive's bulk of eating, brings a chiyuv de'oraita. Yashar kochachem, mazel tov, and zay gezunt.